Did I just say 3 minutes?
I'll get the guns, the drugs from my generation. I'll take the fall, the state, and across the nation. And it's a sin, the guns, the fake, the fraud, they're messing with me. Come on, come on, come on.
Are you ready?
Oh yeah!
Let me tell you something, brother. If you're looking for the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be in the podcasting universe, then look no further than Ring the Bell. Bringing you the best in the world at what we do, and what we do is take over the world of wrestling reviews, baby. Now, ring the bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Ring the Bell. We are still in a 3 minute warning. We are still in the era of Monday Night Raw from 2002, the Bischoff era. I'm your host, Andrew, once again. Yes, Mr. Ross Bell.
Afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Yes, very good. Loving doing these shows. I love this era of wrestling. It's so good.
So last week, Shawn Michaels couldn't find a man in the building.
Well, he found him in the end, didn't he?
Yeah, only after Triple H came out. Thankfully, Jerry Lawler's sources told us that Triple H was here as we saw Triple H walking down to the ring. Cheers, King.
Yes, I love King. He's really good at this era, King, is to be fair to me.
You wait till tonight because he is fucking infuriating.
Yes.
Okay, right, August the 5th, we are in Baltimore, Maryland. Tonight, we are hopefully going to find out who was behind the shocking attack on Shawn Michaels. Triple H is here to find out who was indeed behind that awful, heinous action. Plus, we've got a tag team championship match. It's the Hardy Boys reunited out of absolutely nowhere, challenging Lance Storm and Christian. Where the Hardys? Why? Who? When? What?
Yeah, just completely like, we're back together now. Fine.
Like, Jeff was losing to Joey Stamboli last week.
Yeah, he was hardcore champion for 6 seconds.
Has Matt been injured? Or was he on SmackDown? I don't know.
Like, I don't know where he's been. Yeah, we haven't seen him yet, have we? This is our first Matt Hardy sighting of 3 Minute Warning.
The opening intro shows the attack on Shawn Michaels. And what I did notice straight away is that playing over the first minute or so of this video was Rey Mysterio's WCW theme.
Oh, wasn't it?
It was, because I was watching thinking, I know this theme. And harking back to our Thunder days, I went onto the YouTubes and I Googled Mysterio WCW theme. And what came up but this very theme?
Oh, wow. So, nice.
They're making the most of their $2.8 million that they spent on the library there.
Tape library is coming.
Just to chuck a theme over the first 2 minutes of a Shawn Michaels attack montage. The video very clearly frames Booker T as racist, The Big Show and the Un-Americans as the possible culprits behind the attack.
Yeah.
Open the show, it's Chris Jericho. It's time to break the walls down. We recap his attack on Ric Flair, and he says that Eric Bischoff is a certified genius. Don't want to say about that, really. Yeah. Right, Triple H comes out. JR says he's the franchise player of Raw. That's the thing. The commentary make no mention of the fact that Chris Jericho and Triple H main evented WrestleMania only 2.5 months ago.
Yeah, it's like there's nothing there at all, is it? Like, that didn't even happen.
The only thing,
I mean, they're probably trying to make us forget about it, to be honest.
The only thing that JR says is that these two have no love lost. Well, you tried telling that to Lucy the Bulldog. Because she died for this feud. So, you know. Triple H then says that Jericho may have attacked Michaels to get revenge on Triple H for beating him at WrestleMania. Hey, we have continuity here. Someone's remembered they fought. Triple H is going to find out who the attacker is, and then he leaves. And then Jericho keeps talking, and then RVD interrupts, and Jericho's mad again because everyone just interrupts Chris Jericho. I like that.
I like this.
I like Jericho getting annoyed at people interrupt him.
Yeah. It's very clever.
They have a really lackluster conversation about RVD and Y2J and RVD and Y2J. And the upshot is that they got a match tonight.
Yeah, could be good.
Fine, is what it is.
Yeah.
Right, time for the high spot of this show. It's a tables match between Bubba Ray Dudley and The Big Show. Yeah. This was just, you take this, because this was fucking awful.
Two men who couldn't be in worse shape in a tables match. I suppose you'd have to do too much to win a tables match. There's not a lot of wrestling involved.
They emphasize
dreadful.
They emphasize that you have to be put through a table aggressively to win. So when Big Show put his foot through a table, that didn't count. At one point, Bubba threw a table at Show, and the legs were still extended, and Big Show could have been impaled, which was rather careless, actually.
He's trying to do us all a favour, though, to be honest.
Like, ease up, Bubba. I mean, come on. Trish Stratus came out to distract Sho with her womanly ways. And then Spike Dudley showed up with a football helmet on. He headbutted Sho. Bubba then put Sho through a table with like a one-man 3D.
Yeah.
And the match was over. The crowd loved it. I did not.
I enjoyed it from the Trish and Spike distraction parts onwards. The rest of it was just an absolute waste of my time.
Backstage, Young Americans are here. They're talking about The Undertaker in America. And then Sergeant Slaughter shows up. And we've got a match tonight with Sergeant Slaughter and Test.
Oh, there's one to look forward to.
Oh, no. Right, backstage, we see Tommy Dreamer getting ready for a Hardcore Championship match. He's got to come out later tonight, according to JR. But then Bradshaw shows up with his cowbell, and the match is on now. And JR's like, oh, I didn't know what was happening now. I guess it's a match. Brilliant.
This is a good hardcore match. It's not the prettiest match you'll watch, but it's just two guys beating the absolute shit out of each other, going in full on stiff. And yeah, it's very good. The fall away slam from the middle rope by Bradshaw looked really good.
Yeah.
And I mean, Dreamer in a hardcore, his DDT onto the steps outside to win it is a really good finishing move. And I like this as a feud, as a hardcore feud. I'm in for Dreamer versus Bradshaw. I can watch these guys beat the crap out of each other every week.
I don't think it goes anywhere after this show because they don't fight the next show. So
it's the hardcore division. Nothing matters. Yeah.
Did you remember Tommy Dreamer's Psych Ward T-shirt that he wears that no one else wears? Is that because his name's not on it? So it's not a Dreamer shirt. It's just a Psych Ward.
It's just a T-shirt that he's found somewhere.
Yeah,
probably one he made himself. Home.
Probably. DDT onto the ring steps got the win for Dreamer, and he's still the champion.
Yeah, I like it. I like the fact he's carrying Bradshaw's belt around with him as well.
He's not backstage. I know. So it's not a personalised thing that everyone gets there. No. So it's Bradshaw's belt. That's now the belt that's used. Okay, fine. Backstage, we have Regal and Christopher Nowinski, who are now a team, it seems, somewhere. How? I don't know what.
Yeah.
They're facing Booker T and Goldust tonight. Mola Holly shows up and Victoria's here. Victoria is now here. She's introduced by Molly. And Nowinski, absolutely brilliantly, actually asked Victoria to turn around so he can look at her ass, to look at her name. Oh, Victoria, I remember your name. That. The whole time, Regal in the background is
Regal's face, fuck me.
It's amazing. It's brilliant. Like when Nowinski's talking about Molly Holly and saying, is she a virgin? Regal's like embarrassed schoolboy, cheeky. It's brilliant.
He's so good. He just gets it, doesn't he?
The man never needs to wrestle and he's already won the best.
No, he's the best thing on the show so far this week. He hasn't done a single thing. He hasn't even said a word. He's been making facial expressions.
Victoria's making her in-ring debut tonight against Trish Stratus.
Yeah,
that's basically what's told out of this one.
I don't remember Victoria being this Victoria. I always, in my head, she always came in as the all the things she said, crazy Victoria. But
that's what I thought. Backstage, we get the first of many who did it. Triple H, Detective Triple H, trying to find out, thinking he's fucking Columbo or something. Just one more thing. Triple H is with Booker T. Booker sees it at Michaels. Triple H, I can't believe you, but if you're lying to me. Oh, why I order
a friend,
got my sledgehammer. Yeah,
he's got a nice T-shirt on, Triple H. I like that T-shirt.
Yeah, he did have some good shirts.
Mm. White. You don't see a lot of wrestlers wearing white T-shirts.
No, I mean, Roman Reigns has brought back the white T-shirt, where he's basically taken his whole new line of, like, acknowledge me head of the table and just stuck on a white shirt. And
they look great.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, they just look good.
Howard Finkel's here.
Oh, before we get to that, we have Booker T and Goldust with Mini.
Oh, yeah. Mini Dust is a thing now because Vince loves a midget.
Yeah, I know it's inappropriate and horrible, but when he's humping Booker's legs, Booker T is incredible. Get off me, man.
This actually does go, there's a payoff to this next week. Yeah. This actually goes somewhere, which does make a change. Okay, Bischoff's in his office talking on the phone to someone, and Howard Finkel shows up. Howard wants to be the ring announcer again. Bischoff suggests that Finkel and Lillian Garcia alternate introductions.
I didn't mind that throughout the rest of the show. I thought it was fine.
It actually makes sense. I like it. It's fine. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
No issue with it, actually. I've got no issue at all. with it.
There was a Kane promo, and then...
Yeah, Kane's coming back.
Realised Kane had been gone, to be honest.
I didn't.
Completely forgot about him.
Well, because I thought he was at... Where are we? We're in 2002, July, so...
He's returned so many times. Is this the Fire Burns Kane? Is that...
This is the Fire Still Burns Kane.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What's next? What's next? Tell me. Oh, yeah, Sergeant Slaughter. Yeah, so Test comes out. JR on commentary says that Slaughter, does he look in game shape? I'll let you decide that one. No, he doesn't. No, because he appears
depends to what game he's playing.
He appears to have eaten G.R. Joe. Test comes out and attacks Slaughter before the bell, hits a big boot, and then leaves, and that's the end of the segment.
Yeah.
With no follow-up after at all for the rest of the show.
No, that's it. What a waste of time.
Unbelievable. Just fucking unbelievable. Okay, tag team match next. Booker T and Goldust against William Regal and Christopher Nowinski. We saw that Regal attacked Goldust on heat with some brass knuckles. So we have backstory here. Nice. So early on in this, I had to think, it's a shame Nowinski got injured because he's good. He had so much promise and potential here.
He's good in the ring and he's got size as well. He's big and he's put together. It is a shame that he got injured. I think he could have really run with that character.
Yep.
So, but yeah, the head injury, unfortunately, or too many head injuries put him out of action. But yeah, him and Booker, him and Regal as a team, I really like them. And then with Booker and Goldust as a team as well, they're great. Some just good proper tag team wrestling.
Regal's brilliant. Regal's just brilliant in this. He's just so, he stands out from every other person on the roster.
Yeah, he does. But he doesn't do anything spectacular to do that. He's not like trying to make a big show of this. He is just being himself, I think. And that makes him stand apart.
Which, of course, means that Regal had to take the pinfall. Booker wins. Yeah. Match was good. This crowd are great tonight. This crowd is so hot for this. I think it's because we're used to 2021 WWE, where obviously we're coming out of the Thunderdome, so crowds are still a bit hyped. But like before COVID, the crowds weren't that good. This era shows you that, fans used to be good.
Yeah, they used to make the show worth watching a lot of the time because I really struggled through the Thunderdome era because there weren't fans and it was piped in and stuff. I need fans to not engage me, but it enhances my enjoyment of the show. And they're, like you say, they're really good this week.
Backstage, the Young Americans are confronted by Triple H.
He hits a table with his hammer. Isn't he a big scary man?
The Young Americans admit that they were going to attack Shawn Michaels last week.
I love that.
But someone beat them to it. Triple H says, you know what? I'll take your word for it. But if I find out that you rascals did it, I'm going to have words with you. So he hits the table. You know what my first thought honestly was? I hope the hummus is okay. It's like, hey guys, I'm going to hit this table. It's my hummus table.
By the snacks.
Basically, I love hummus. Fuck me. Jesus. Okay. Trish Stratus is up against Victoria now. The match is fine. What I'm going to talk about here. The match is good, fine. Victoria wins. She won by cheating. That's
it. I like
it.
Fake knee injury.
Fine.
Great.
This is maybe the worst that Jerry Lawler has ever been on commentary. And if I'm wrong, fucking may God strike me down. Like when it comes crashing down that hurts inside, you can strike me down if I'm wrong here. But Jerry Lawler is at his most insufferable in this match. Yeah.
JR sounds genuinely pissed off with him throughout this.
It starts with Lawler saying to Molly, who's on commentary for this one, sounding very sweet, very innocent, very professional, trying to
barely
do her job.
To be honest.
I know. And Lawler says, hey, Molly, let's get straight to it. Hey, are you a virgin? It's like, that's the giggle. Oh, no. That's none of your business. And then I'll read a few lines out. There were more if you really want to. Lawler asks, hey, do you have a fondness for cherries? Do you like cherry Coke? Lawler then says,
the whole time, Gerard's going, cherries, for God's sake.
Oh, no. And he says, I've never known a virgin before. I've converted a few.
Disgusting human.
And then he says, did anyone ever tell you you have a nice cleavage? At which point, JR's head explodes and Nita says enough. That's it. Victoria rolls up Trish in the ring, holds the ropes and wins.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's awful. It's disgusting. There's no excuse for it. You cannot excuse it. It was fine in the time. Fucking disgusting. And now it's just even worse because of how kind of switched on we are to this. I would listen to this back in 2002. I thought, okay, that's a bit close to the knuckle. But now it just thinks, it's just gross.
It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
Who is it entertaining for? No one apart from
Vince. Vince.
Well,
it's Vince. That's it. Yeah. It's a crowd of one.
Him and Lawler.
Backstage, Triple H is still on his Columbo mission. He's now going against the Big Show. And Big Show says, I didn't do it. And Triple H is like, I'll take your word for it. But if I find out you did it, I'm all going to be mad at you.
It's literally the same promo.
He's like the worst cop. It's like, I have all the evidence, but I didn't do it. Well, I'll take your word for it. But if I find out you're lying to me, fucking hell, Trip. Don't give up. Hey, I was going to don't give up your day job. You might be fired soon, the way that the company's being run behind your back. So exactly. If you do lose your job, you don't want to go and work for AEW, become a cop. Just become a cop. Yeah. Here's my partner, Detective Hammer. First name, Sledge.
Fast. I'd watch that.
I'd watch it.
That'd be a Fox detective show.
That on Disney Plus, and I'd pay the £60 a year happily. Okay, tag team championships on the line. It's Lance Storm and Christian, the Un-American, defending against the, for some reason, reunited Hardy Boys. When Storm's in the ring, the exchanges are good. When Christian's in the ring, for some reason, it doesn't quite work, and I don't know why.
Yeah, there was a point in this where it was Hardy and Christian in the ring. I thought, fucking hell, I'm going to be watching this for the next 20 years. They're still going to be feuding in 2021.
They actually are. Fuck me, they actually are. Jesus.
Yeah.
19 years on. The match was going okay, and then Christian pulled the ref out after a swanton, uses the belt, DQ, obviously. Test comes out. Test is here. But then the Undertaker comes out of a chain, looking really enthusiastic. No sarcasm, he genuinely does.
Yeah, he does.
And then Test runs away, and then backstage, young Americans jump into a car and drive off. So the Undertaker starts to chase the car. Fucking idiot. Then he walks back, steals a cop's bike, and drives off. Yeah. For the record, on next week's show, there's no mention of Undertaker stealing a cop's bike. JR does claim, though, that he only borrowed it and he would have brought it back.
That's all right, then. That's fine.
Which is nice.
Did the cops leave the keys in it? Yes. I mean, that's really...
Yeah, they do.
I mean, that's not very good, is it? You shouldn't be doing that. Take your keys with you. You won't get stolen.
It's like, hey, Undertaker, you steal my bike? No, I didn't. Well, I'm going to take your word for it. But if I find out you're lying to me... Fucking hell. Why, Yana? Okay, Bischoff's here now to address the Lillian and Finkel ring announcing situation. They're in a pickle. They have been alternating entrances for the last few matches. 3 minute warning are here. Of course they are. They're given their names, Rosie and Jamal, for the first time.
Yeah.
Officially. Finkel's in the ring and he throws Lillian to the walls and she gets beat up. And Finkel,
it's so good.
It's great. It's brilliant.
He's such a little heel.
Yeah.
I really like their back and forth as well, the insults they're throwing at each other. They were really good. The crowd are like generally like, whoa.
Lillian gets taken out on a stretcher to a local medical facility. In the ring, Bischoff is fucking loving it, you know,
delighted.
Sort of thing.
Absolutely he is. Delighted. He's destroying women by the week.
Earlier in the show, actually, Bischoff announced that he had a surprise for Triple H that he thinks is going to help him find out who did it, who in fact did it. And hopefully, what Bischoff did tell him, Triple H, like, well, I'm going to believe you, but if I find out you're lying to me. Okay, we have a match now between RVD and Chris Jericho. Who is Mr. Monday Night? Well, RVD is, because Jericho's never said he's Mr. Monday Night. So
no, exactly. Really, Raw is Jericho, doesn't imply Monday Night.
It's not a thing. That's not a thing. Anyway, the match was good. Jericho in this era is good. You notice that Jericho is trying to walk and puffs out his chest like a peacock, because ever since Mania, when he was clearly small, he's now like, well, I'm big Chris Jericho. Yeah, but you still don't look right.
No, just accept it. You're in this, you're mid-card guy. You're the size of RVD, you're the size of Ben Wire and Eddie, and these guys, just be happy with that, because it's a fucking good place to be.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah. Ref gets bumped. You'll be shocked to hear. Jericho has a chair, but then Ric Flair comes out. He hits Jericho with a chair. RVD frog splash, and it's a win. Good match. Probably the best match of the night.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of fucking competition, is there?
Definitely the best match of the night, to be honest. Like, it was good fun action for how long it lasted. Yeah.
Okay, main event time. Well, main event segment time. Bischoff's in the ring. He brings out Triple H. Apparently, he's been backstage all night interrogating people. It's only been three. Three acts he's interrogated, isn't it? It's not like he's been all over the place. Hey, Spike Dudley, did you do this? Yeah, I didn't do this.
We didn't see him questioning a rock.
Well, I'm going to take your word for it, Spike, but if I find out you did it. Okay, Bischoff has a satellite link up. Apparently, it's really expensive for satellite link up time to a studio that absolutely isn't backstage. And actually, he's in fact in San Antonio, Texas. Shawn Michaels says that Triple H is fine. I'll accept the pedigree. You know, we're okay. We're cool. We're still best friends. But we have some surveillance footage and I don't really get technology, but they're going to run it for me now. And it shows that someone's all blurry and stuff. And it's like, hey, Shawn, I can't even see who that is. world trips. But they do some stuff with technical and all this. I don't know how they do it, but they do this thing where it can zoom in and enhance. Do you want to see it? Okay. It's like, oh no, it's Triple H. Triple H, even though he was in the ring cutting a promo when Shawn was attacked, he somehow got there to the... anyway, so Triple H did it. And then we have the great hit all-time Healy shit-eating grin smile with Triple H like... Yeah, I did it. I did it. And yeah, then my Triple H says he was vulnerable and he had to be shown that, and that Hunter needs to protect him. So basically is, I need to protect you, and I'm going to do that by putting you headfirst through a car window to show that you need me, who's just tried to kill you, to protect you.
Yeah, that bit didn't make sense. You need me to protect you from me?
Yeah. Michael's just Michael's blabs on and says, well, they tell me I'm going to recover sometime around SummerSlam. Can you imagine? It's like, okay, Mr. Michaels. Yes, doctor. I think you are going to recover. What's the time frame? 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 3 minutes? I'd say maybe SummerSlam. That's not a time.
That's how doctors work.
Yeah, it's like diagnosis, Saturday. Diagnosis.
You'll be back by WrestleMania season.
Yeah, that's not... So we've got a parent match, and it ends with just Michael saying, hey, I'm not HBK. I'm not going to come and wrestle you. That he died. He's dead. This is going to be a fight. Then he rips off his mic and walks out. It was like the crowd wanted to love this as a really hot angle. But the problem is that does anyone actually really care?
No, it didn't quite make it, did it? Like... there's something missing, and the match is fine. Like I quite enjoy the match at SummerSlam. I think it's a good Undertaker Street fight. It goes on a bit long, but to see Shawn back in the ring doing what he could do, I was really excited. But yeah, it's, I don't know, something's missing with this feud. It's not quite there. What I did like is Shawn being confused by technology, which plays back to his 96 internet tappy one finger computer thing. I love that he doesn't do computers, doesn't do the internet. It's great.
I've written on the note that was a show. The crowd were hot, the matches weren't so great, and it had a big angle that wants to be a big angle but actually wasn't that big of an angle to end it.
Yeah, probably like a C plus, a C minus maybe at worst. It was fine, wasn't offensive, wasn't fantastic. Good match in the middle.
Jerry Lawler's a creep.
Exactly, that drags it down to a minus, but then the RVD and Joker match pushes up to a plus. So
okay, highlight, what's your best moment?
I did enjoy the last package. I did enjoy the big reveal, as obvious as it was, that it's Triple H. I liked his, like you say, his big massive smile that he's happy about it. Probably that, I think. Although the tag match of Booker and Goldust and Regal and Nowinski pushes that. I mean, maybe that. Let's go with that, the tag match.
Low light.
Lawler.
Yeah. Absolutely, my Lawler. See, it's a tough one because RVD Jericho was good, but William Regal. Overall, the whole night, the segment backstage with Victoria and Chris, and then the tag match, I'd probably say overall, William Regal's my highlight. And the low light is, of course, Jerry Lawler.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Okay. That was Ring the Bell. That was the August 5th, 2002 episode of Raw. We are hurtling down the road to SummerSlam. If you have any thoughts, feelings, or opinions on this show, or indeed any other time in here, and anything other questions, you can email us. Not email. You can actually just do email first. Ross, what's the email address?
ringthebellpod@gmail.com.
Oh, I tried to switch it up and catch you out, and it almost did. Worked. Oh, you can get us on Facebook at Ring the Bell Show and on Twitter and Instagram at Ring the Bell Pod. You can also give us a 5-star rating and review if you feel we've earned it over at Apple Podcasts, and it's on there and many other places such as Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music Podcasts, where you can subscribe and follow and share and all the usual stuff. And remember, you can tell us you did it, and I'll believe you and take your word for it. But if I find out you didn't. Oh boy, I'm going to hit a table and spill some hummus.
Let me trouble.
Ah, this has been Ring the Bell. This is the 2002 era of Raw. Next week, we have more stuff and things that happen. And that's the only hope you're getting for it. Actually, now, next week, we have The Rock in action, I believe.
Oh, yes, we do.
Possibly the biggest tag team match in the history of Raw up until the next biggest tag team match in the history of Raw.
We have another intergender match. We have a Lance Storm match. That's good. And another Dreamer versus Stevie Richards as well. Some good stuff.
And you'll be also shocked to hear that Triple H is on Raw.
What the hell?
Yeah, I know, right? He's all over the show because he is the show. He's a franchise player.
Show.
He is the game. And he'll tell you he's the game and he'll take your word for it. And if I'm done, that. That's all finished. It's done. Oh, this has been Ring That Bell. I have been Andrew.
Ross. Andrew.
Yep.
Ring That Bell.